being considered as the politician among his software community. And this afternoon, Dinesh was making fun of that. But unfortunately, I had to take that role. And it is useful at sometimes, particularly in influencing the policies of the government. Looking from the social development perspective, because actually I was supposed to discuss that in the morning session. I was involved in an organization called Space a month back, where we worked with various social organizations and tried to understand their ICT needs and how the ICT can help them. When we look from the perspective of the socially disadvantaged sections of the country, I don't see software patents in isolation from many other issues. It is part of a political issue. It is an issue of political issue where the disadvantaged sections in the society are being kept disadvantaged in the so-called knowledge society or knowledge economy. While the society was largely driven by the knowledge, in the last couple of years we are seeing the knowledge becoming the major commodity of transaction. From the industrial economy, where the material products were the primary goods of transaction, now we are the economy is centered more around immaterial properties like music, entertainment, software, or similar other goods. And when the economy is centered around these commodities, it is very important for the power centers to continue controlling these commodities. I don't like the word commodity, but they have to control these goods which can be infinitely replicated, and the tools which they use, the copyrights, patents, and many other techniques. So they want us to think the way they want it to be. The rules of the games are not set by the people like us or the people at large. The rule is being set by those who are in the center of power, and the rule is in such a manner that it will be disadvantageous for us. So I don't know to what extent we can win in this game where the rules are not in our favor. The commercialization of education cannot be seen separately. So some of our friends here were pointing in the morning that what should be our stand in terms of violating the so-called copyrights on music or education. I don't want my statement to be attributed to any of the organizations with which I am affiliated, but still I would say, yes, we have to violate these copyrights. When these copyrights are violating my basic rights, we work with physically challenged people. And in the industrial age, their physical disability limited them from being a creative contributor to the society. But in a knowledge-based economy or in a knowledge society, they can be a very creative participant in the society. And the technology access to knowledge is one of the most important steps in them becoming a major contributor in the society. Unfortunately, the same knowledge is being controlled these days, which limits their possibility of getting engaged with the larger society. So what should they do? Should they abide the rules which we have set? Or should they break the rules? We never asked them. We never asked them when we decided on the rules. So I think they do have the right to violate and go forward. And the values, this process of copyrights, patents, which we are discussing now, it is actually changing the basic the value systems on which the Indian society or other societies were built upon. In a silent manner, we are starting to think differently. Software is not an isolated case. Take the case of water. My grandfather never thought of selling water. He would have laughed at me if I told him that I can make money out of selling water. But you pollute water, then you can sell the water. And you pollute the knowledge that you can, in double quotes, make money out of the knowledge. And these legal systems are basically to pollute the knowledge and the culture of the society. So that's all I have to say. Thank you.